Bob Warren and friends will be celebrating a small town world in a free concert sponsored by the Greenwich Free Library on Saturday, August 5th at 7 p.m. Celebrate a singer-songwriter Bob Warren is here, along with the director of the Greenwich Free Library, Annie Miller. Very nice to have you both with us. Also, we have Kayla Stewart, who is one of the performers in the program, and we welcome Kayla to the program as well. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
I'll start with you, Annie. How did this all come to be?
The library got a grant from the Lower Adirondack Regional Arts Council, also known as LARAC, which is a part of the decentralization program for the New York State Council on the Arts. And the premise of the grant is that history is not just in books. History is conveyed to us in many ways, and one of them is music. We started out with a dance because it is a traditional way of people getting to know each other. We had that in May, and local musicians, John Gay, Vonnie Estes, George Wilson, and Bonnie Epstein played for us, and Fern Bradley called, and it was a wonderful evening. It really was that tradition of people coming from all over, getting to know each other, getting close together because we were dancing. Then we were looking at other opportunities. And, you know, we, of course, are very fortunate to have Bob Warren in our community, who has done a number of pieces, productions that reflect the town, reflect history. And we asked him if he would be interested in participating. And he has created Small Town World for us. Our next event will be in October with John Kirk and Trish Miller of Quickstep. And here again, it's traditional music, instruments that we have had around for generations and generations, and that continue to be part of how we entertain ourselves and learn about our past.
So it is safe to say, Bob, that this is a celebration. And so what does it celebrate when you put it all together in Small Town World?
Really, for me, how much I love my community and my town. I moved here when I was a teenager. In the introduction to Small Town World, I will read a poem that I wrote about that, about coming here after having moved so many times that I kind of felt not connected to any one place. And that it didn't take very long for me to feel the embrace of Greenwich, New York, and to develop a love for it. So it's very personal for me. At the same time, I talk about some of the town's history, the building up of the west side of town by the workers from Ireland who were brought in to work in the Dunbarton Linen Mill starting in the late 1800s. Try to get some history in there. A lot about my personal feeling for where I live.
And I assume that when you look at something like this, that yes, it's a celebration of this small town, but it's really a celebration of all small towns.
That it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, I think that we all feel that, unless we're living in a, you know, commuter community where we don't really go to a local concert or have kids in the school system or whatever. Once that happens, you're locked in, you know. So took me a while to find that in my life, but here I am.
So how does the evening play out? I notice there are many, many names on this list. So tell us a little bit about how this will play out and how all of these individuals got to be a part of the evening.
Well, I really tried to keep it all Greenwich residents. This is not a play, so unlike Greenwich the Musical, and we'll be doing some of the songs from Greenwich the Musical, it's not acted out, but almost think of it, I suppose, as a live radio show, in that we will, the singers will be assembled in a semicircle, the band will be part of the semicircle on the stage, and we will present the songs and the narrative, read the poems, recollections and stories. Right there, speaking into microphones as opposed to walking around the stage and gesturing. However, I did cheat a little bit. I imported some Irish step dancers from Cambridge,
and
so I couldn't find any in Greenwich, and I know some from Cambridge. So there will be dancing, and I think the dancing will be a real welcome moment, a little activity.
Now, Kayla Stewart, how did you get involved in all of this?
Well, in the beginning of the year, I started guitar with Bob, and I really like guitar, and so he invited me to this Greenwich musical, and I said yes.
So what will you be doing on the 5th? What will you be doing at the performance?
I will be singing The Town That I Love.
Yeah.
And All Wrapped Up. And I think those are the only two songs that I have my own verse.
When that spotlight is on you, just you, mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
The first time you climb Thunder Mountain, you feel like a sparrow in the sky. Above the treetops, above the steeples, way up high.
Do you like performing? Have you performed in front of a crowd before?
Yes, I have. I've performed once with my guitar. I was singing a song, Lady Gaga, A Million Reasons.
There you go. And how did it go? It went well?
Yeah, it went well.
It went
good.
Great.
Yeah, that's great.
I was there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're the teacher. You're in on this.
Yeah,
you're not going to get out of that.
No,
Annie, how does this ultimately help the library of this live music series and bringing people to you? I mean, you said it early about this idea of history, not just in books, but how does it ultimately help the library?
We have an extremely wonderful local history archive that it gets a lot of use. A lot of genealogy research happens there, but also and a lot of people wanting to know about the history of their homes. But it's surprising how much other history and what kind of people come looking for information. We've had people send emails from all over the country and internationally. We've had an archaeological firm, here doing research. We've had other history organizations come to do research at the Gill Room. And I think it's important to support that and to promote that because it is one of our, I don't know if it's unique, but it is a very unusual resource that we have, and especially at the level of quality.
And certainly, Bob, at the end of the night, besides being entertained, you will have learned, if you are open to it, a fair amount about the town that you live in or live near to.
I think so, and I certainly hope so. Kayla mentioned the rap piece. The rap piece comes at you fast and furious, but the rap piece talks about our citizenry, famous or otherwise, for the last couple hundred years, talks about how the town came about. The song The Baton Kill, again, talks about that and how the town grew up on the river. So, yeah, people will come away, and Annie and I, on the way down this morning, were talking. One of the songs that I've written for Small Town World is called If Only in My Dreams, and it's a tribute to I'll Be Home for Christmas, the song itself.
The song is always playing like the prayer I am saying over and over again. From what I see, we all pray, each in our own way, for the
In writing the song and talking to people about it recently, I ran into a lot of people who didn't know that Kim Gannon, the lyricist for I'll Be Home for Christmas, was a Greenwich resident.
Right.
And that kind of shocked me. I thought, well, it's something that, I mean, I know that I'm, as a songwriter, I have a particular interest in such matters, but that to me is a very notable thing. And So, yeah. So at least two other people might come away with going, I didn't know that. the guy lived in Greenwich who wrote that song.
We don't have a plaque for that in town, do we?
We ought to.
We should get one.
Really, yeah, we should work on that. All right. Let's have another meeting.
But I do think it, you know, it emphasizes, even in a tiny town like Greenwich, how many connections we have to important or at least notable historical people, right? We also have the connection to Susan B. Anthony, who lived in nearby for a while, and about whom you have also included some of that story.
Yes.
And I think it's maybe an opportunity for people who aren't from Greenwich to start thinking about what's unique and what's gone on in their town. Were they stops on the Underground Railroad like Greenwich was? I never knew any of that stuff before I moved here. So I think there's all sorts of stuff you can uncover about your own town.
Well, it's this Saturday. It is the 5th of August at 7 o'clock at the Greenwich High School. And you can find out more information by going to the Greenwich Library's website, right?
We have the poster up.
Excellent. That's all you really need. Once you have the information on the poster, you have everything that you'll need. It's Saturday, August 5th, 2017 at 7 o'clock at the Greenwich High School Auditorium. And Kayla, you're ready.
Yes, I am.
Okay, excellent. You're practicing.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready. I know in the green room you were going over your lines. Everything was fine.
Yep, everything's perfectly okay. I think I'm very confident.
You seem
it's
confident.
Terrifying.
You seem very confident. Good for you.
That's good.
Stay confident. Kayla, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Bob, always a pleasure.
Great
thank you very
you,
much.
Joe.
Good
thank
to see you.
You.
Annie, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Again, it is Small Town World, Bob Warren and Friends, Saturday, August 5th at 7 o'clock at the Greenwich High School Auditorium. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
This is where I make my home. Watch the rising of the sun. Hang my hat when day's done. My town. Not the place where I was born. But the place where I am from. Where my lost became my found. My